ore chipo chompora mpora.
You can take your seat slowly. Because of time, I know it's cold weather. We need to use the time available. Then we leave this place quickly. Even
angels
of fire pass through as they breathe a heat that you don't feel coldness. Yes. The angels of fire, they wave a heat around you, that coldness will not be matched.
Amen.
The time of visitation of the Lord, to bless those who do good things and to punish those who commit evil things. It's on the red light. Red.
Yellow
light.
Orange.
Yes. It's about to move to green.
Hallelujah.
I'll say like this. That the time of visitation of the Lord, to bless those who do good, and to punish those who commit evils. That moment is on the orange light. Anytime it lightens green, and the Lord will move. It's no more on red.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's the word
I want to add on that we've heard from the ministers, that you all things you
see,
they move to proclaim that moment. The time of visitation of the Lord God, to bless those who do good, and to punish those who commit evils. I know time of visitation of the Lord is like that. As the Holy Spirit moves mightily in might, the Father remained visiting with the Lord Jesus, and remained appearing unto you. But anytime though the Holy Spirit is moving on, when the Father appears to our Lord Jesus, He appears to pay the workers of good for a blessing,
and
those who commit iniquities to punish them. But in that world, you who does good, no matter how much they speak against
it,
and they speak against the good you do, mostly among the heathens, you have to remain doing good. Because you're sure you're doing good. But if you hear they speak against,
you
know, now God moved from the red light.
He's
right on the orange. Right on the light. Anytime it's about light and green, then he pay workers of good a blessing, and they pay those who commit evil punishments. Yes. Have you understood me well? And if you see, those who do things good and they speak against, they are touched evils and them fear not.
You know,
God is not on the red light to visit us. He's right on the orange light. Anytime the green light of his visitation, it's what leads us to move ahead. It is going to shine.
It
is about to lighten. You know now the orange light. They began to hear that rumors. Words which do not connect. On us who do good. Ask whom have we done bad?
Orange.
You know the orange light of God is visitation. It's moved from red,
gone
to orange,
or yellow. Green.
Now it
heads
on to green that he may visit. When he visits,
he
has come to bless those who do good. And he pays those who commit evils. If you see a way of people speak against, yet you do good, then you know God wants to separate whom he will bless when he visits and whom will he beat.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And then you hold strong. When he speaks in the 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11, up to 16,
he
says this. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11.
Abagalwa, mbega yiriranga abayise n'abatambuze, onti, okwewalanga okwegomboka omubiri okulana n'obulamu.
Dearly beloved, I beseech you as aliens and exiles, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. Verse
12.
Having your conduct honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may be your good works. They may, by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Yes. You remain, conduct yourself well before the Gentiles as you do good, though they speak evils.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Though they speak against, you remain doing good acts. In time of visitation, it is when they will glorify God. But God never visits when he's not coming the way I've told you
all.
He visits to bless those who have done good and remain doing good, and to punish the evil who remain committing evils. Yes. Because when you go in your dictionary and you log in time of visitation, yes, it is time of visitation.
An official visit.
Official visit.
To inspect or examine something.
Okwekenenya oba okutunuulira ekintu. Yes.
Wabeerawo okukyalira nga kwanjawula Katonda olwedde nga
yakyala.
Omwoyo atambula.
The Spirit was already moving.
Naye nga kati ono Kitaffe.
But this the Father.
N'omwana Yesu Kristo.
And the Son Jesus Christ.
Bafunyemu akaseera k'okukyalira ensi.
They have gotten the moment to visit the world. Yes.
Kaba kanjawula kaba
special.
We're
about to reach that moment.
Move
from the red light, God always wished to visit us.
That
he may bless this ministry spread in the entire world.
And
has money enough or provision. But when I saw the other sign, I knew he's moved from the red light. Now he's on the yellow light.
He's
on the orange. The green light, anytime it
hits light,
then he moves,
come bless. I don't know
whether as I speak about
light,
whether more robust time, it's so near.
Now
that I understood in that moment, I don't know what you understood there. When they spoke against us for doing good, accused of taking care of people's lives.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You
are accused taking care of people. But those accused us, they are our leaders. Some of the leaders. And they tell us, don't take care of the people. You take care of them in a way which is not right. Then show us the right way. That no. Now we've put a case of child traffic upon you.
Human
trafficking.
Human trafficking. We say, as we take them to heaven or where? At least when they traffic humans to nations or into the army. But you are trafficked to this place as you go back to your homes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, but what we have been doing, Katunda biateka wono, nolaba mu ekitale
ekirala. God put there and you see in them another light.
Katamba mbana byakyarwe.
Some people so red.
Tuyimiriziddwa teligena maso.
We've been stopped no moving forward. Nalaba
byakya yero kya orange.
I saw the orange light. Nalaba
Katunda atusimbula sawa
yona. I see God is setting us off any time.
No mukiso gwenja wolo
mu. With a special blessing in the world. What do you see for me? I'm on the watchtower.
There
is going to be a special visitation anytime here in full knowledge. A visitation of the special blessing. Yes. A special blessing. Everywhere we saw blessings there. Yes. They picked us from Lubowa at midnight from this cell. How can you imprison a pastor?
Pastors,
people to take care of you shouldn't sleep here. They took us to Katwe. They set us free at the eighth hour of the night. That's not there in the record out there. Bonds, they then give them at the 12th hour of the day. But we got it at the 7th hour of the night. That is of Peter while in the prison. But what I believe, acts of prophets and apostles are ones we revive. Those two, they happened and resumed.
Hallelujah.
So in time we are to experience a special visitation of the Lord.
So akasera kona tugenda funa okuchairo kwenja ulo kwa mukama.
Nga inspecting imirimu gwe tubadde tukola.
As inspects the work we've been doing.
Examininga buli kimu okulaba banga kiwedde okuteekwa ku mapu y'ensi.
That means everything is done to put on the world map.
So that visitation began.
Kati okuchairo okwo kwatandika.
Era bwe twagenze tulitwalabye nga tulina obuwagizi bw'amaanyi.
When we went out we saw we have much support.
Tulinabasaidi ku saidi yaffe.
Have CIDs on our side.
Ba DPC.
The DPC. They had us launch the work at Wankulukuku.
Kati oli atumanyidde wano tamanyi tuli wala.
The one who knows us here, don't know we are far beyond this area.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They
thought we eat ED from that place.
And we reach
it's a weekend even today.
And have
to work on us on Monday. We didn't even sleep there.
Okay.
But
me, I was
seeing something by the Holy Spirit. The visitation of God the Father and the Son. They come join on the Holy Spirit to bless us.
And
move us in the world when we are worthy. When we have all things to yours. Yes. They say the time of visitation, according to third definition,
it is an encounter with supernatural beings such as Holy Spirit.
Ntikwe kufunda mu akasera n'obutondo butali wa bulijongo moyo mutukufu. Yes.
Obitegedde bulungi.
Have you understood it well?
Ugategedde bulungi.
Have you understood it well?
So kabera kasera kenjawulo.
It's a special moment.
Eyo kunega the right of a separated or divorced parents to visit a child.
Ndi
kabera kasera omuzadde nga yali yalekawo oba omusajja oba omukazi nga yalekawo abaana be. Naye nga agenda kudda abakole ki?
Abakyalire. Yes. So the father left the church. Now they are going to enter the church again. The other they are on the orange light.
But
the green light is about to shine. Remember with the drivers of the car. Already put on orange. If you see orange, you are on at this. Any time green is on. And there. When you see orange, don't wait green, then you start the engine.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Definition you could
the fifth definition says it's a time of punishment. All blessings ordained by God. Means in the midst there's something.
We
are going to get a blessing anytime. A special blessing. It's going to be punishment.
Unto
those who retain evils in persecuting this work. Yes. I don't know what you were saying.
So,
you first repeat me verse 12. Then we proceed on. First Peter chapter 2 verse 12.
Nga mulina empisa zammwe mu baama wange ennungi. Bwe baboogerako ng'abakola obubi olw'ebikolwa byammwe ebirungi bye balaba balyoke bagulumize Katonda ku lunaku olw'okulabirwamu.
Having your conduct honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works which they shall behold glorify God in the day of visitation. Yes. As we conduct ourselves well among the Gentiles. Those who spoke against for our good works. After we've been visited. When visitation will come. We have to be known everywhere. They will glorify God. So I saw that light when it shines, moved from red.
And
I see the orange light is on. Anytime I'm expecting green light, God visit us in a special way.
He's
going to bless in a special way.
But
this alone is what we to do for him in this time. Read me that verse.
In
the verse 14. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 14.
Mugonderenga buli kiragiro ky'abantu kuba mukama waffe.
Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme. Yes. Now this time,
we
are going to hear the commands of humans. You reduce the volume and things like that. For the Lord who is to visit, who is going to judge it well. We are going to do that. But after it all, themselves will command us increase that we too can hear.
And
don't be surprised why they were moving like that.
Because
when they reached there, they removed phones from us and they put them in a big envelope. Yet they move with the envelope, we record everything, yet they don't know. Everything they spoke, whether secret, we have it on record. All the plots of robbery and stealing, we recorded them. They were playing on something they don't know. If we want to expose them, and when they say bring your phones here,
I'm
not to the police, just the mere division. We have gone for a meeting. We too gave them phones as we record everything. My phone recorded for 7 hours. Everything that we are trying to talk, let us just put them here. We don't have any proof. Every word they spoke,
You
don't move with an envelope, it's recording you.
Let us
bring them here, we get money. Everything was recorded.
They harmed themselves
if we put them at the police. They hanged themselves. Let us squeeze them here. When we squeeze here, we get this from them. They ask, why have you brought people here? At Lubowa. Do they have a case? We are not proven it. But you just keep them here. In custody, we squeeze them a little. Everything recorded. They didn't understand why we kept silent. But in all, for the Lord who is about to visit the Father and the Son, join on the Holy Spirit to bless us, to put us on the world map, going to first submit to commandments of our leaders who take us. And they seem to think we are doing bad, but at the end, in every research and investigation that we do, there is something they're going to fall on. God is worldwide God, based in Africa, Uganda. And we told them, you investigate on all that, and we knew what they have to end up on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 14 says what?
First
Peter chapter 2 verse
14.
Or unto governors, as unto them that are sent by him for punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well. At the end, we know we are on the good thing. And there are no conditions.
Government
has to intervene to help take care of you. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we got
many friendships out there. Many friends. And got to know those who speak against us.
So
we are so blessed for this moment that we still pass through. It's going to do exceeding good to us. Don't have any worry of what is moving on.
I've
told you the light moved from red. It's on orange. Anytime the green light is about to light, God to bless us
and
to punish those who persecute the truth. May the Lord bless you. Get out our book. The book on God's mega last agenda on the earth.